ready? Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Yes, it's the Sideline Junkies Podcast Network, brought to you in conjunction with Clear Productions Sports. As we always call this, it is Friday Eve, and there's one thing we always got to get out of the way, and that's because when everybody's talking, they talk about the Thursday night throwdown. Yeah.
You live all week for that. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. I'm glad to be here. How you feeling tonight, sir?
Yo, this is the day I've been... Yo, come on, man. This is... There's times of the year where if I can just be secluded in a cave with TV, beer, and food and reception, I'm good. Like, I can just hibernate for the next 3 days with no interruptions, and I just watch the draft. That's it. This is what I live for. Like, I watch all the college football, so when I get to the day, I know exactly who they're talking about 9 times out of 10.
I love to hear it because you are our draft expert, so I'll say that. As you can see, preparing for the draft, I said I'd pull it out the closet. Birthday gift from the children, see that?
Still don't know the big guy with a single digit. I don't know, man.
You
got to be a two-digit guy, man.
I normally am, but my children know me.
I got you.
My favorite number, let me turn this box down real quick while we're waiting for Chicago to go on the clock. My favorite number is 3, as well as my wife's favorite number is 3. So that's where that comes from. Just the favorite number is 3, and they know that. Playing basketball, it was always everything revolved around the number 3. Playing football, though, everything revolved around the number 42.
Okay.
So that was always the thing, 42. For one of my favorite receivers, Charlie Taylor, as well as one of my favorite safeties in Ronnie Lott.
Okay. Well, I think I wore 3, what was that, fifth grade midget basketball for Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Number 3 in your programs, number 1 in your heart.
That's the Midnight Rider, baby. Let's get to this real quick. Before Chicago goes officially on the clock, we got some Commanders news.
Before that, we have breaking news. The Philadelphia Eagles just agreed to a 3-year extension with A.J. Brown, 3 years, $96 million. So we have that just broke right before we got started.
Mm. Oh, I'm looking at it right here. Jeez. 3 years, $96 million, includes $84 million guaranteed.
So they've locked up both of their receivers. They're 1 and 1A. They're 1 and 2, however you want to call it. 1A, 1B. They're locked up for at least the next 3 years. So Jalen Hurts has no excuses for his production going forward.
Get him a running back. Oh, they got Saquon, but you're going to need a running back for the future. Saquon's a stopgap. That's if he stays healthy.
You're gonna get 2 to 3 years out of Saquon, and you can work everything else around Kenny Gainwell, and that group of backups. So they got enough.
Okay. V. Williams, hello. Good evening, and thank you for the support.
Always.
Thank you. Commanders news, biggest thing that came out first. The team decides not to pick up Jamin Davis's fifth-year option on his contract. Your opinion, because you are a salary cap guy, you're a contract guy. What do you think about that? Was that warranted?
Heck yeah. Because, I mean, he's the first rounder, so he's probably going to be in the neighborhood of – we're probably looking at $15 million for his fifth year. So no, he's not a double-digit million-dollar guy right now.
Agreed.
I think you take your time, you figure out what he is, and how to best use him, because you're going to come down to, more than likely, you're probably going to draft a kid today. I mean, probably Saturday. Probably one of your picks in the fourth round, you're going to draft the kid to play linebacker because you're not just going with these because he may not make it to the season with us. So that's the thing you got to think about too.
That is if we talk about bold predictions, that is a bold prediction, my guy.
It's not a prediction. I just said he might not. It's a strong possibility. You got Bobby Wagner. You have Luvu. To some extent, he might become redundant. And it's not yours. You move him for a third, fourth, something like that. Good to go.
Well, I thought this is how I felt about it. I knew it was okay. It wasn't like, oh my God, geez, they not gonna sign him back, man. God, no. I understand why. His production the last two seasons, and he ended the season on IR last year.
I said then he has his case that he still has pending.
That's what I read. I read it was more off the field than on the field.
So we got to see what that is. And I'm surprised that hasn't hit the court docket yet because we're in April and this would be the perfect time for them to get that knocked out, figure out what you're going to do with him in terms of the law. And that way, if he has to do jail time or do weekends or whatever, you can do that and get it over with.
Wait, hold on. JoJo checking in. She's here. She said, I left Pat McAfee and Goat Bill to support my guys. Hey, greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it.
Hey, you can have the TV on. Just have it on, have it down some and let us do the talking. Because I'm watching, you know me. And I think this is where we had some conversation last year. I'm an NFL Network guy.
I'm on ESPN, so.
I'm through and through NFL Network. I need to hear my boy Daniel Jeremiah. I need to hear Charles Davis. They got my man Joe Klatt. I'm good. I'm in heaven right now. I got my three favorite commentators on the sport talking about the draft. Something we've been waiting for months for. We got 8:01 on the clock. You might have to look at your TV because I'm streaming, so I might be a little bit behind.
Okay. We talking about Jamin Davis. March 28th, 2022, he was cited for his second reckless driving charge after being caught driving 114 miles per hour in Loudoun County Parkway. August 1st, Loudoun County District Court issued him a guilty verdict resulting in Davis receiving a 30-day jail sentence, a fine, and a suspension of his driver's license. I'm surprised they didn't give him the
That's right. I forgot about that.
$475 fine, too. Davis' case was up for review 2 days later, but the review was given a continuance to August 31st. Davis' appeal was originally set for a jury trial scheduled for March 4th, but his appeal was settled 3 days earlier. March 1st, in exchange for Davis pleading guilty to reckless driving, he was sentenced to a six-month suspension of his driver's license, $2,500 fine, along with additional court costs and mandatory community service, and avoided a jail sentence. He had a damn good lawyer. Speaking from personal experience, anything 15 miles above the speed limit in the Commonwealth of Virginia is considered reckless driving by speed. If you are out of state driver, meaning if you are from Maryland, DC, anywhere out of state, out of the Commonwealth, they're going to throw the book at you. They're going to tell you straight up, $250 fine, 6 months license suspension, 30 days in jail, all but 4 days suspended. They'll give you 30 days in jail, but they'll suspend 26 of it if you don't mess up. And they will, I got to report back. No. The sheriffs come out of the little side door that's like into the panel of the wall, and they lock you up right then and there and take you back to holding and process you. If you go in on Thursday, it's more than likely they're going to let you out 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. It's not fun. So, Matty Ice, ex-cop or ex-cap Orlov scores for the Canes 2-0.
You got to be careful with Matt. Matt likes to work his voodoo during the game, so he'll sit there and be complaining about the game. But all that is him laying out his plan to set up for the comeback. Like, you just watch. You just got to pay attention. He'll be like, oh, we're stinking it up. Oh, we got a horrible plan, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, third period comes around. His team makes a comeback, and he's like, oh, I wasn't expecting it. Hey, you were setting it up the whole time. Like, I used to hate when he complimented me during, like, when we had fantasy games against each other, and he'd be like, oh, it looks like you run away with it. Don't do that. Because you're putting the jinx out there now. You're putting the jinx out. It's going to change. Nope, I'm not buying it.
JoJo said, Pat on YouTube.
That's gonna be fun.
The other Commanders news. Finally, number 28, already been taken out of circulation, will be officially retired this upcoming season. For those of you that have lived under a rock for the last 40 years, number 28 is none other than Hall of Famer, probably, and most people, the second greatest cornerback of all time, Darryl Green, with the Washington Redskins. Because he was never a Commander. I'm not even going to go there with you. I don't like your body language, dog.
I know who 1 and 2 are for me. And I'm surprised you don't have... I don't know who you are.
I know who 1 is. Who's 2?
I don't know who you are anymore.
Who's 2?
Oh, the man they changed the rules for, Mel Blunt.
I can give you that.
1 is prime, of course. I mean, yeah. I didn't know why I had to say that.
I knew. That's why I said who's number 2. I already knew who number 1 was.
Yeah.
I said number 2 on most people's list. I've heard a lot of people put him number 2. Didn't say it was mine. And now is he top 5? Yeah, on my list, he damn sure top 5.
I'll give you that.
Now, I asked a question, but before we get to that question.
Oh, no, you can't just jump off of the subject. Since you said 5, give me your top 3. Your top 3 corners. Let's go.
Why? So you can talk about me?
I'm not. Why? When have you ever made a list and not talk bad about you?
And you not talk bad about me? You always talk bad about my list.
I don't, man.
In no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
Deion Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Night Train Lane.
Okay.
And I guess you got to give it to... Who would I put number 3? Because I got Darryl Green at 4. Running through the mental Rolodex here. Who do I have?
Come on, man.
Herb Adderley.
Okay.
I'll just go with that. Herb Adderley.
Okay.
Now, this 28 is long overdue to be retired.
That's Green Bay Packers, Herb.
Green Bay Packers.
Indianapolis.
Huh?
He wasn't the Baltimore Colt, was he?
No.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboy.
Dallas. Okay.
3-time Super Bowl champion, 5-time NFL champion. So.
Okay.
I think this is long overdue for DG. What are your thoughts on it?
I think this is the new regime showing that they were fans. I mean, you can't be a person that grew up in this area during that time and not have great admiration for Darryl Green. I'm not gonna say had to be, but most people during that era, Green may have been 1, Monk. Of course, you got Doug Williams, But there are people that, you know, throughout the course that just were fan favorites. That's true. Gotta think, and I know that Daryl Green was a fan favorite. He was dominant for a stretch. Some people will argue with you that he might be one of the best athletes in the city of all time. That conversation is a conversation for me that has to start at two. In terms of DC athletes.
Now, here's a question for you.
And Daryl, hold, just so everybody know, that doesn't mean I'm not picking Daryl at one. One is Ovechkin.
Ovechkin.
Ovechkin is the best DC athlete.
Okay. Here's a question. We got Eminem on the stage right now.
Here comes Golf and Company.
Here's a question for you. I think this is long overdue. Who's next? I got a list of who should be next, but who's next in your book?
Well, I think the name that you said earlier today is somebody that should be in the next couple, and that's Charlie Taylor. His should definitely be up there. I'm surprised that it's not. And then after that, has anyone won 81? I can't think of anybody that has, so maybe we take 81 out of rotation.
It's already out of rotation.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. There's a difference because somebody can slip up. If you got an equipment manager that don't know what he's doing, like they gave away 49 for that one, for those like two games or whatever.
Oh, no, that was a season. Leonard Stevenson. Yeah. Leonard Stevens, I mean, out of Howard University. Here's the thing. I think Wiseman's number seven.
I don't know about that one. Maybe.
Okay. We already said Charlie Taylor, Larry Brown.
Okay, I can go with that.
Larry Brown's 43. Riggo's 44. Sam Huff's 70. Art Monk's 81. Dave Butts is 65. All your numbers that have been taken out of rotation should be retired first. And then once we get past those, then you start talking about Chris Hamburg is 55.
We got some time for it.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing, though. You got to get to those older players first because we don't know how much time they got left. Give them their flowers while they can smell
them. I mean, you can try to, but I mean, again, I think you can't just have like this jersey retirement explosion and you're retiring. I mean, because then it takes away from the significance of the actual event.
True.
If like you have like six jersey retirement ceremonies in like your eight home games, like
no.
You know, I'm just saying you can't. I know what you're saying, but that's just something I would definitely advise against. But yeah, I can see that.
I mean, you so got so many...
the clock. The 10 minutes has started. Chicago's on the clock. We're at about 9 minutes and 40 seconds.
All right, Chicago's on the clock. You got so many names. It's not going to happen anytime soon, but I think London Fletcher's 59 should be retired.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Joe Jacoby, 66.
Is it out of rotation?
No.
No.
I know you say next. Mosley's three.
No.
What?
Get that three out. You got it on.
Yeah, but this is my jersey. This is not a Mark Mosley jersey. This is mine. This has my name on the back. And this is a Commander's jersey.
You disrespected the number three by wearing it in the Commander's jersey.
But it doesn't say Mosley on the back.
Hey, it's the number. You've put the number in rotation.
Mark Mosley.
Call yourself a fan.
Mark Mosley, MVP. No. Last kicker to ever be MVP.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jerry Smith, 87.
Have we been using it? Didn't Rod Gardner wear 87?
Yeah, I don't think he should have. Jerry Smith, hold on. When Jerry Smith retired, he was the greatest tight end of all time when he retired. He had every record when he retired. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Simple equation for me. If it's still in rotation.
The way things were done, and this is today's prices ain't yesterday's prices.
Is it in rotation?
The way things were done in the past, you got to fix the past.
Is it in rotation?
All right, bro. You kind of you just wrong for no reason, man.
What?
But I bet your retired champ Bailey's 24.
No, we're not. Cause it's in rotation.
Well, I named all the ones that's out of rotation. So
here we go.
Gary Clark's 84. Ricky Sanders 83.
What numbers you gonna give your receivers? You start retiring all these numbers.
Hey, everybody's starting to wear single digits anyway. But I'm naming people that were instrumental, not just to the team, but they were instrumental in championship wins.
Yeah, and they can have. That's why there's a little place. If you ever go in the stadium, there's a section. It's like a little ring around the top of the stadium, and they put names there. So that's what they're doing. They put names in that part, and that's what you get. Everybody you name should have a name in that ring of fame or the ring of honor, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. I can't say nothing. Look, that's what I'm reading off of, so I got nothing. So let's move over to it. The Bears been on the clock for months, but the Chicago Bears are now on the clock. Perry said, just checking in. Hey, Perry, I know you feeling good about that Knicks series, man. I know you feeling good. Y'all boys are scrapping, man. I need y'all to sweep this. Make me look like a genius. And Commander's not up yet. They still got 6 minutes and some change before they get to their pick. Now, we already know what's going to happen with this first pick. We know unless something crazy happens. Caleb Williams, your first pick.
Well, we know. We even know why this is taking or going to take this long. It's because ESPN has put all the time in packaging or NFL Network has spent all the time packaging up these promos and these setups, so they have to get their money's worth. And you know, if you wanted to be a rogue, you could go on Twitter, and a lot of these picks are already out and stuff has happened. They're just saving it for TV. So if you want this draft at hyperspeed, go on Twitter, find out what's going on. Otherwise, if you're watching TV, you got to take the snail's pace. You got to take them throwing into Kurt Warner. They got to throw it over to Charles Davis is on the set. They probably got to throw it to Mooch. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised Mooch hasn't put anybody on the board yet. I didn't see that part. Maybe it's up there. You know what I'm saying? And he draws up, trips right, wide deep, zebra left, 74 zebra bake. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, Caleb Williams. What's your over-under for wins with this Chicago team of Caleb Williams?
I think they can – well, honestly, I think as long as he comes in and he manages the ball game, and we forgot the other night when we were talking about their offense, they've got DeAndre Sweat too. So they've got two decent running backs. And meanwhile, the pick is in. I don't know how soon they're going to go to the pick. But the pick is in.
Yeah, it just popped up. The pick is in.
But, yeah, the Bears did a great move trading the pick last year, giving Carolina Bryce Young. They got a haul for that deal. There's even a 2025 second round pick that's left over or still remaining from this trade. I found it funny that the owner was complaining about the trade when all the rumors said that he was the one pushing for the trade.
Mm.
So, like, you can't push for the trade, push for the quarterback, and then be like, oh, we shouldn't have done this deal. Like, nah, dog. It don't work like that.
You got to take that on the chin.
Like, I used to laugh when people talked about the RG, what was it, the RG3 group. I think it was like six guys that got drafted or came from the picks that the Rams got. The only problem was none of them were really good. They weren't good players. Like, all right, that's nice that you paraded everybody out here. You got, what's his name, Jack Rabbit. They had Alec Ogletree and a couple other people, but those players didn't really do anything, and you didn't win eight games because you were coached by Jeff Fisher. Looks like the commissioner has approached. Oh, my gosh, I'm shocked. I can't believe this is the pick. Oh, my goodness.
The Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams. Quarterback.
So I hope everybody heard that. Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. We knew what we known 3 months ago what this was going to be.
We knew this last year after he won the Heisman.
As Matty long as Ice is no surprise here.
Yeah, as long as he didn't get found under a bridge with underage people or anything like that, he was going to be the number one pick. Like, he was going to have to ruin this to not be the number one pick.
Here's the question: when's the last time a Heisman winning quarterback has been a number one pick? How far we got to go back?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker did win the Heisman. And then before him, it was Johnny Manziel.
No, Manziel wasn't the number one overall.
He wasn't?
No, he was 21st.
21st, okay.
Come on, baby. That's why you got me here.
That's why I'm asking. Perry checking in with some NBA. Knicks 29-27 into one. Come on, Knicks.
Hey, Perry, I need to know updates on Josh Hart's points. Hey, I got him scoring 20 tonight. I got other stuff involved in the equation, but I think he's the one that if he gets his numbers, I think DiVincenzo gets his three-pointers. I think Tyrese Maxey gets his three-pointers because I got him getting three. Yeah, dog. I'm liking, it's set there, but I know Josh Hart is the one that scares me. Everybody else, I think I'm going to be okay. That was your Ben parlay breakdown.
Perry says Cam.
Cam who?
Oh, Hart got 3 points.
All right.
Maybe he's going to come on in the second half, but
it's not gonna get in the first. Good guys, KT, be patient.
Hey, if you want to average 30 in a game, or no, to average 40, you need to score 10 points a quarter.
I don't even get 20, so all I need them is 5 points a quarter.
Here's a question for you. Commanders on the clock.
Great question. Come on, let's go.
I'm afraid, man. Talk me off this ledge, because everybody's talking Drake May or they're talking Jaden Daniels, and everybody's bringing up Top Golf and all this other stuff. Talk me off the ledge. Am I safe with either one as a quarterback? Talk to me as a Commanders fan and tell me that I am safe with either pick.
I mean, you are. I think you even be safe with JJ. I wouldn't want JJ, but I think you'd be safe with him too. I think what you have here is built up three coaches that have coached as coordinators. And it looks like these guys don't – everybody has an ego. But I think these guys are going to meld something together to make it productive for whomever the quarterback is that comes in. So I think they have enough flexibility in the room that they can be diverse in terms of what they like, what's their go-to, what's their bread and butter. You know, they might be a two tight end type of team. They may be a three receiver type of set. And I think they have the people in place that have skill sets in each one of those categories. I think you got to think about it like this also. You got four, count them, four ex-quarterbacks that are in the offense, in the offensive room.
That's true. Kingsbury.
Come on.
You got David Blau.
There you go. He's going to be a head coach in 5 years.
Yes. And it's in my knowledge that most backup quarterbacks that really didn't see the light of day make pretty damn good head coaches.
Yeah.
Because you sat and you studied the whole time. Perry said last Heisman number one pick was Baker. He said safe with either. I don't want to flub this pick. And we were talking about it the other night. We were talking about PTSD and how things have changed. And it's not the same anymore. It's not, this is not the old regime. This is not Vinny Serrato making this pick.
Just to finish off the quarterbacks in the room, Pivetta, your quarterback coach, and then Brian Johnson are the other two that were quarterbacks. So if this kid cannot play quarterback or whomever it is, flubbed as a quarterback, it's not because they weren't being taught. And I think the one thing that to me feels totally different about this group of coaches is you got a bunch of teachers. You have a bunch of guys that invest in teaching the game and not just telling you what to do. And I think that was a big problem with the last regime, is the last regime was heavy on do what I say and you'll be okay.
Matty Ice checking in. He said, I think they're taking Theismann here. Wouldn't be a bad pick. Notre Dame alum.
I don't think that leg is ever recovered.
They say it's shorter than the other one. That's why he had to retire.
Okay, so yeah, I don't think he can get cleared either.
Uh oh. Hold on. Where's my remote? Pick is in. They're showing the Commander's draft room.
Bray, I got Rappaport on my screen.
Doug Williams walking around. Let's see who they take. And then let's break it down.
See how well they sync this up. I hear your guys still talking.
Yep.
I got Mel Kiper. Todd. Is Todd even on the coverage now, or is it Mike Miller that's on the stage with them?
It's Booker McFarland. I can't see the guy on the end. I hear him, but I can't see him.
All right, here we go. Commander selection. I got Commissioner at the thing.
You got the hog farmers out there.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels. Quarterback, LSU.
He doesn't look too happy.
What?
He doesn't look
too happy. Come. Oh, Jesus.
He doesn't look too happy.
He doesn't look happy.
He doesn't look happy. Matty Ice said, damn it, I wanted them to screw up and take JJ. Yeah, he looks pretty happy. I'm joking. I mean, you're the number two overall pick. Here's the thing, though.
If he ain't smiling now, wait till he signed that deal after they fight over the offset language. Because that's the only thing that's going to hold up this contract is the offset language in his rookie deal.
But here's the thing. Rookie deals are standing now. There's no language to fight over. You sign it or you don't.
Yes, there is, KG. Every year, you're going to hear, just trust me. And when you hear the words, you can be like, that goddamn Midnight Rider, offset language. It's the only hang-up in these contracts. And most of the time, it's mostly the guys right around 4 or 5 that struggle with that conversation. And the reason it is because if something happens towards the end of the deal, there's certain language where you can get, it talks about you getting paid and who's paying you. So that's why there's a conversation about offset language. And once you iron that out, whomever you are, and you're good to go.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since we're talking about Jaden Daniels, who is the new quarterback of the Washington Commanders, I'm sure he'll have to pay Tressway some money if he wants number 5, so he better take number 15.
But let's not act like, I mean, just because he wore it at LSU, we don't know like the significance of this number to him. So let's not assume he's going to just take 5. Because if memory serves me correct, he was number 1 at Arizona State.
Okay.
So let's not get caught up in that language right now.
I'm being facetious. I don't want no trouble, man.
No, I know you're not. I mean, trust me, dog. I'm one of those people that always got to lay out all the things because, you know, I hear it and I'm like, let's not get too caught up in that because he may have had to wear 5 because he didn't have enough tenure, you know, when he got there. So 5 was the best number he could get. You know what I'm saying? They probably have, because you know how colleges, they have certain numbers that go to certain playmakers.
Yes.
So if you're like a speedster, receiver, playmaker, or DB at Ohio State, you get 7. I know one is probably Precious in LSU. So he did wear 5 at Arizona State. I'm sorry, I stand corrected.
If you go to Notre Dame and you're a pretty daggone good quarterback, number 3 is pretty much what you wear.
Hey, I stand corrected. He did wear 5. I thought he wore 1. Shows you those late nights watching Arizona State, you know.
Now, let me ask you a question since we're talking Jaden Daniels. Just something I heard. Not saying that I agree with it. Do you think that Jaden Daniels is a newer version of Robert Griffin III?
No. They're 2 different quarterbacks.
I'm not even just talking about as being a quarterback. I'm talking about so many similarities. I've heard number 2 pick, self-absorbed quarterback. I've heard so many things. I'm like, that don't sound like Jaden Daniels at all. I don't think.
I mean, the biggest thing that Jaden Daniels had to fight is when he was at Arizona State, the last part of Herm Edwards' tenure, the wheels started falling off. So he started having situations, or Herm and them started losing some control. So I think that's part of the reason why he left. And that's probably why his mom got involved. Because everybody talks about his mom being involved. Well, she got involved when things started falling apart at Arizona State.
And Matty Ice already said that the Patriots pick is in. Damn, Commanders first round QBs. In the common drafts in 67, Heath Shuler, 3rd overall. Patrick Ramsey, 32nd overall. Jason Campbell, 25th overall. Robert Griffin, the 3rd, 2nd overall. Dwayne Haskins, 15th overall. And now Jaden Daniels, 2nd overall.
Oh, he didn't get Tailgate Ted in the picture. It's robbery.
And I think the crazy part about that, that whole thing, none of those quarterbacks panned out to be long-term starters.
Well, I mean, let's talk about it. Let's break it down. So you pick Shuler, who I didn't understand the pick at the time. I didn't understand why he was that high on the board. He wore 21. That's an automatic red flag for me. Don't pass go. He wore 21. That annoyed the hell out of me the whole time I was watching the process.
Patriots take Drake May.
Is that on the clock? Is that your guess?
What are we doing? It just popped in. ESPN just reported it before they even came to the stage. Patriots take Drake May.
All right, hold on, tell me. Now we got to have rules here. We can't just if we going off the TV, we got to go off the TV. We can't go off the reports. Go ahead, you got to play the song, the thing, and do your thing now.
Drake May. North Carolina.
You know what happens. He got to throw his hands up. Wave it like a helicopter.
Drake May. So that's three quarterbacks taken in the first three picks. Now,
we've been saying this the whole time, you know. Here's where the draft starts.
And Matty Ice said, no surprise so far. Now, does Arizona trade out or Marvin go here?
I mean, we've been saying Marvin the whole time.
Yeah.
We've said Marvin the whole time. And the only reason we didn't – I mean, the only thing that kept us from saving Marvin on 100 of the 100 times we talked about the fourth pick is we thought that maybe, just maybe, San Diego would jump in front of
– Los Angeles.
I'm sorry. I'm going to keep calling them San Diego because they're the Superchargers. But Los Angeles Chargers may jump in front of and take the Patriots pick and get themselves Harrison that way. But none of that hasn't happened. And you also know that there's two other receivers on the board that are just as capable. I think there was no need for Arizona or Los Angeles to make a move. So let's go. Let's let the cards play out. Maybe the Cardinals think they want neighbors. I don't think so. I think you go with the best wide receiver prospect that, you know, that people have seen or think they've seen. I like neighbors a lot. And then I think the thing that people won't talk about with May is like you see him and you don't think he's a runner, but he's a runner. The kid can get out of the pocket. He's got a talented arm. I think he puts on another 10 pounds and becomes Josh Harris light. I mean, Josh Allen light. I'm killing names today. Oh, my God. I done made our owner a quarterback.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills. Whew. All right. Cut it out.
All right. Whole phase. Entertain the people. Hold on.
Say what? Say whole phase. Just can't take a break in the middle of a live show. Oh, is this a wardrobe change? Are we doing wardrobe changes? Because if we're doing a wardrobe change, it's on and popping. But no, Drake May, I think he can make all the throws. I think in any other draft, he's probably number one overall. And he just happened to be in the draft with the two other guys that were better prospects than him. And I think this is perfect for New England. Now, the rest of this draft, New England has to go out and get speed. They signed Gibson in free agency. They need to get speed. Speed, 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 speed. I think they had one of the slowest wide receiving cores and slowest running backs. They need to get faster. And this is the draft to do it. So I don't know what the next pick is for New England. It's probably in the second round early. You got to get you one of these receivers to go along with it. It doesn't make sense drafting the quarterback if you're not going to invest around them. Don't be like the Chicago Bears when they drafted Justin Fields and left him out to dry. What's up, man?
I just wanted to see, you know.
Want to see what?
Just, hey, you doing your thing. James King says, unless he's getting hit, he should be fine. You just leave. What are we doing here?
I was like, because you was like, blah, 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 and screen went black. I was like, what?
I was like, hold fast, entertain the people.
Oh, I thought you were saying you was about to entertain the people. I was like,
no, oh, okay. I wanted you to entertain the people.
Hey, do what I do, man.
JoJo said, Patriots, poor Patriots, I don't like that pick.
Why, JoJo?
Bill B tearing up Drake May pick. They need a quarterback.
Yeah, you get the next best guy. I think McCarthy's gonna that suffers a little bit because I think the hype train moved him up a little bit more than what he's gonna be. Now, unless Minnesota or somebody make a trade up, I think Minnesota and them should feel comfortable and confident that they can sit in that 11, 12, 13 range and maybe only have to move up to 10. And not spend the capital and still get their quarterback.
Well, the pick is in. No, they got Booger and Riddick.
Ah, okay. I can live with Lewis Riddick. I can do without whatchamacallit.
What, Booger?
Yeah.
You gotta love Booger.
I ain't gotta love Booger. Tell me who I love. Here we go. As we've said all along.
In the 2024 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State.
Here's a question.
Let me get some of that Ryan Day Just for Men. That beard is crispy. Oh, look at that joint. Yo, it's crispy.
That's it don't mean a thing if you ain't got Beijing.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You know, right. I think he's from Arizona. They get a blue chip, they get an elite receiver. So somebody can stretch the field. To tag along with Kyler Murray, give him an option. I think if you aren't comfortable, because I can't remember who their running back is, but later on, maybe they grab a running back, shore up that area, and then also take care of, ooh, I like this. They got the high school kids giving out their hats. I like that. That's a nice touch. I think they do it every year, but.
Matty Ice said, well, 4-for-4 on the projections. Now do the Chargers trade out of 5?
I don't think so. Mm. You know, I think everybody came in with the hype that we're going to have all this movement. And I don't think this draft starts until 8. I think the Giants are going to do their thing and pick whoever they want. I can't think of who's 7 off the top of my head. Tennessee is when we stick there. I think ATL is where maybe we start having a little fun. We start seeing some things move and some people try to make a move. Team to always look out for is New Orleans. I think in each of the last 2 drafts, New Orleans has either moved up to get a pick.
Excuse me. I remember the first year we did this, I remember New Orleans and Tampa Bay picking ahead of Washington. And we were live. I want to say we were live audio. I don't think we didn't go live on Facebook Live. We went live audio. It's the early days. And I was talking about if Washington can grab Vita V. We were talking about getting who did we pick that year?
You picked whatchamacallit? You picked,
was that Payne that year?
Who?
Was that Payne Allen?
That's Payne. That's Payne's year.
Okay.
And I was like, Vita Vea was taking the pick before
right.
We were on the clock.
And I was like, if we can get Vita V, we'd be all right. We'll be good. Everybody was like, no, I don't know. And then another one, what's my man? University of Texas, San Antonio. Davenport.
Okay.
I was like, if we get that dude on the outside, we put him on the other, because at the time we still had Kerrigan. And I was like, you're going to have to find a replacement for Kerrigan. If you're going to stay in this 3-4, because Kerrigan can't do it. This cat, 6'5", a physical specimen, and he ran a 4.5 at the combine or wherever he is, pro day or whatever. And I was like, we need this cat. He had a nice long career in New Orleans. I forget where he's gone now, but he's still in the league and he's still producing.
The crossover was nice, Marv.
So, I'm just saying.
No, that's fine. I mean, I think this is perfect. I think again, they're in a situation where they got to get a little bit better on the outside. I think, honestly, I think Tennessee, I just can't beat Tennessee going into next year. And my best wide receiver is still DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know. That's me. Maybe you go something else. But yeah.
James King says, depending on LT run, Commanders may move back into the first round. I said that the other night. Same thing.
Here comes
Football the call checking in.
What's up, Big Dog? And what's up, James? Here's the question. You get into the late part of the first round. What you're gonna need to happen is you're gonna need to run on receivers, you're gonna need the secondary run on quarterbacks, and then you're gonna need some pass rushers so that some of these guys start falling. So you want the kid from Penn State, you want him to fall a little bit. You want the Chargers to go wide receiver here so that Joe Alt is still on the board a little bit later. So maybe a team looking for a lineman can get Joe Alt instead of having to take Ola Fashanu. And then Fashanu falls down into the mid-teens. You know, this you need this to work a certain way where the tackles don't have a succession run like boom, 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 boom. You need it to be spread out a little bit. So you need some guys to drop down. So a guy that you expecting to go at, like say you're expecting Alt to go either here or seven, but say they don't go till 10, that works in our favor. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you can have the opportunity to limit how far you got to go up to get the guy you want or the left tackle you want. And what you really need is you need to run on DBs. So you need Quinyon Mitchell. You need somebody to be Beyonce crazy in love with Terry and Arnold. You need somebody to be in love with Cooper DeJean. And that's going to give you another opportunity to push these tackles down a little bit for you. And you need two more quarterbacks off the board. You need McCarthy and Penix off the board. Okay. Also.
I thought you were going to say Nix, but I'll take Penix.
I think Penix is higher than Nix. The only reason I would say Nix, and there's only one team I would say Nix, would be Denver. Because Sean Payton likes, hear me out. Think about what Drew Brees did. Drew Brees didn't hold on to the football long. He was getting the football out, throwing through windows. They attacked you intermediate, short, too long. Every now and then they would hit you with a long pass, but they were an intermediate to short passing game. You talked about it the other night. You talked about a guy having a 75% completion percentage or 73% completion percentage. He's not the tallest pick. He is one of the smarter picks. He's been a starter for 5 years. He could be a poor man's Drew Brees. So you have an opportunity to match up traits with styles. And the question becomes for Denver, what do you believe in?
Here's the thing with Denver. Why make all these picks for these guys? Just to go get another quarterback, and your quarterback room is, pardon my French, ass.
Right. It's Jared Stidham.
Yeah. Excuse me.
That's the big. I'm sorry, I didn't introduce him correctly. The big dog stepson, Jared Stidham, is in there. Zach Wilson. So in Colorado, you got to hide all the milfs. You don't want to leave the milfs out in public. And who's three? I can't even think who their third quarterback is.
Ben DiNucci.
Oh, okay.
Pick for the Chargers is in. And what's crazy is I'm looking at the Broncos. I'm looking at their roster. I see a familiar name at inside linebacker out there in Denver. Your best friend, your buddy, your boy.
My boy?
Your boy. As Mr. Tony says, your boy, Cody Barton.
Huh?
Cody Barton.
Okay. All right. I mean, let me shake the pom-pom so that, you know what we need to do?
What's that?
We need to, we're going to call it, I'm going to call it the time capsule. All right. And in this time capsule, we're going to put the Ron Rivera draft success under the microscope. Because if memory serves me correctly, with Chase Young signing in New Orleans, New Orleans has two of our 2020 draft picks, and that's more than we have on our own roster.
Who are the two? Chase Young and who else?
Khalik Hudson.
And I say re-sign Khalik.
Here we go, Joe Alt. In the 2024 NFL draft. When a guy tells you who he is, he tells you what his picks. Joe Alt. Tackle. Jim Harbaugh. Brunch, coaches, NFL meetings. It is one thing that's important. and it's O-line. So he's got the kid from Northwestern at one tackle. And now he has Alt to go with it. Maybe they become the whole left side. Maybe go left guard, left tackle. Because you're not sure of the future. Or you put him on the right side and figure it out. You put your best five linemen on the field.
Legacy. Matty Ice said Florida and Bolts tied at 2. Owls get one back, 2-1 Canes. Update, 3-1 Canes. James King said he compared as a more athletic Drew Brees.
What'd I just say?
And here's the thing. Now, being a Notre Dame fan, I was able to see Drew Brees an awful lot during his college career playing for Purdue. And I thought he was a good quarterback. His only drawback, he was only, what, 5'9", 5'10"?
Yeah, on a good day.
Yeah, and you had to make passing lanes for him. That's the only drawback. Now, and we're talking about Penix, correct?
What do you mean we're talking about Penix?
I mean, that's who the quarterback we're talking about that's comparable to Drew Brees.
No, we're talking about Nix. Nix is the
person. Talking about Nix? Okay. What is Bo Nix is what, 6'3", 6'4"?
He might be 6'2", 6'3".
Okay, 6'2", 6'3", still better than 5'9"?
Correct. But what I'm telling you, take the height comparison. Like, you know how everybody had blinders on when they were talking about Drake May, and everybody kept trying to compare him to Sam Howell because they went to the same school type of thing?
Yeah.
We don't have the same school involved here, but we have the same makeup. He's a high percentage completion guy. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what Drew Brees was.
Right.
He doesn't attack you deep all the time. They scheme up their deep to get deep, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So basically, they'll scheme you up in the intermediate, the short area, and then Oregon will hit you over the top with a shot. But most of the time, where Oregon's explosive plays came from is within the structure of the offensive line. So you throw it out to Bucky Irvin, and then he takes it, 40 yards for a big play. You throw a bubble screen or a wide receiver screen to Franklin, he takes it down the field. And that's kind of what the Saints offense used to be a little bit. You get Reggie Bush out on the outside. You get Kamara out on the outside. You know what I'm saying? You hit a nice intermediate route to Marcus Colston. And then you take your shot over the top with some receiver that we ain't never heard of, but he was real fast.
Robert Meacham.
Tennessee.
And pick is in. And I say that because, no, I'm saying hype because I'm saying, if you see the success that Drew Brees had being 5'8", 5'9", if he has that quick twitch, that release that can get him to get the ball out like that, I think he can be maybe not Hall of Fame successful, but damn close to it. And then Drew Brees threw for 5,000 yards, four or five seasons in a row?
Okay.
And Drew Brees is a bona fide Hall of Famer.
Again, that's why I said I think schematically, I think they may take Nix over Penix because of where the fits are. I think Penix would be perfect for Minnesota or Las Vegas. You put Penix out there throwing a pill to Adams, Devontae Adams, come on. You get them another wide receiver on the other side because they didn't re-sign Renfro. And that's going to be a person that's going to be interesting to see where he signs.
And the crazy part, him not being signed before the draft is crazy to me.
No, because I think everybody, see what happens once you get out of those first two windows of the draft, free agency, the free agency starts again after the draft because now the holes that you didn't fill through the draft because of the way either your board fell or whatever, now you get to fill them with free agency.
The pick is in. Giants are picking.
There you go.
With the sixth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New York Giants select Malik Nabers, wide receiver.
So that's your boy, Malik Nabers from LSU.
Yeah. Freak athlete, man. He's very twitchy, very fast, very explosive. He gives New York their best receiver
Since Bert Emanuel?
Say what? Since Plaxico.
Those days, I was being funny. I was just being
I didn't even let it register, dog. Didn't even let it register. I mean, he's one of those guys that he can help. You got him on the outside. What's the guy's name? The kid that played the slot last year with the two names, Wandale Robinson. You got Wandale Robinson possibly being in the slot. You got two explosive guys that can help you make plays down the field. Whatever they decide to do at running back, it's probably going to be their next issue. But that comes probably in the third round. And once they figure that out, maybe New York can be competitive, because they just need to fix it, whatever went wrong last year. They honed up their defense by signing Brian Burns, so they don't need an edge rusher. So they're in good shape. They shake this roster right. They could, you know, you may have a headache going into New York. I mean, shoot, Washington hasn't beaten New York in New York. It seemed like forever.
And Bert Emanuel never played with the Giants.
I was going through the Rolodex. See, every now and then you cause a system shutdown. Because the brain's like, now I'm going through, and it's funny because it's like, no. The only thing I could think of was the kid they got from Detroit, who was terrible.
You talking about Golden Tate? Or what's the old boy that's getting all the money and can't catch a pass?
Not Gaffney, but it's in that family.
I can't think his name. I can see his face.
He was in Detroit. He came over. I think he had 12 receptions 1 year because he was hurt. And yes, James, we do remember Philip Rivers being brought in to replace Drew Brees. And then that brings up one of the he hurt his shoulder going into the offseason.
He was already gone. Who? But I mean, they brought him in to replace him, but he was gone because they didn't.
They played what a season mean? Together. They were together for one season. And then that's when Brees got hurt the shoulder in Miami. And then ironically, he goes to Miami on his free agent visit. Miami balks up on the shoulder. They signed Dante Culpepper.
Mm-hmm. He blows out his knee.
New Orleans signs Drew Brees. And there we go. So that's just it. But back to this, I mean, neighbors, New York, it's the one thing we always, and I don't know if you said, but I say it all the time. If New York can ever get some explosive weapons on the outside, you can help your quarterback get better. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have a guy that can hit his head on a goalpost and get six for you.
True.
Well, it keeps from having to make long drives. Now here we go. This is where we get interested, because we have options here. We got Roma Dunze, who could be their receiver of the future. They could go left tackle and move Peter Skoronski to guard, and you take Olufoshanu here. But I don't remember a lot of people being as big on Olufoshanu, the kid from Penn State. They could go defensive end, get them some pass rush help. Maybe Dallas Turner. They have options.
Matty Ice says, smart pick. James
Odell. I did forget Odell.
This is what I said. Odell's time in New York wasn't spectacular to me.
That rookie season.
He had great numbers that rookie year, but he never matched those numbers. His career in New York was made off of one catch.
I don't know if I can say that, brother.
I said it a while back, and I said, I'm not hating. And the Titans pick is in. I'm not hating. But here's a question. Before he went to Super Bowl with the Rams, name me one catch that secured a division title, one catch that put them in the playoffs, one catch that advanced them in the playoffs, one catch that, one moment that he had that solidified him to be mentioned with the greats in New York.
But now you're not. I mean, what are we talking about, greats? Because the top five receiver list in New York isn't exactly like a list of Hall of Famers. You're talking about guys like Lon Manuel, Mark Ingram. We're talking about Victor Cruz. We're talking about some guys that were okay. Like New York, that's been the biggest problem for New York.
Okay, tell me what put him above those guys that were just okay. That one catch, that's it. Outside of that one catch, what has he done?
He has numbers. He had numbers in New York. He made plays in New York. His issue was he got hurt.
His issue was he did too much of this and not enough of this.
Okay. If I tell you this much, I'd take his production over besides McLaurin. Who?
You say what?
McLaurin? I'm not taking Garcon over him.
Wait. Hold on. Time on. You said you're taking what over who? What did you say?
I said I can take Odell over pretty much everybody had and not have an argument or a discussion to make with you about Terry McLaurin. This receiving corps here hasn't been exactly the best.
Quarterback room ain't been exactly the best either, but Terry still get 1,000 yards every season. Still wins more 50-50 balls than anybody else in the daggone season. In the league, you really want... Go ahead, man. Take your time.
No. You're good.
No, because you starting stuff. This is the only show of the year when we don't have no structure. You starting stuff already.
No. Because we're here to talk. Do we have anything else on the league neighbors and the Giants picking a receiver? Because we're about to have the conversation about the Tennessee pick.
That we are. Go ahead and say what you got to say.
Get caught up in our side conversation because we can have that conversation another day and another time.
Yeah, I bet. I'd say the same thing. JoJo says Giants likely to draft a QB with the next pick, in my opinion, not bad. They need a safety. We took their star safety. I'm with Ben on the Odell debate. JoJo, please don't side with that man. It's not where it needs to be. Matty Ice checking in. Panthers go up 3-2 on the Bolts after two. She said he got hurt. And she said the keyword, content. Let's save that.
There we go. See, I tell you, when people watch and they know what we say, hey.
Because I'm not going to back down on that one.
I don't expect you back down on any argument, my man.
Because it's just
the Titan selection. Come on, let's stay focused. Titan selection.
Losing Derrick Henry in Tennessee. Big blow or not? No Diddy.
Ooh. All right. So this tells me one thing. They either bumping Skoronski in to guard. He's playing right tackle, Latham. And Skoronski is the kid from Northwestern to stand at left tackle. Or they're flipping them and making Skoronski the right tackle. Like, this could be anything. Because I know in the pre-draft structure or the conversations I heard people having, the question was really, can the big fella, J.C. Latham, operate in space and be a tackle? And since he's being announced as a tackle, I'm taking they're going to play him at tackle. The question becomes, which tackle spot is he playing? All the language I've heard talk about him being more of a right tackle than a left tackle. But again, we got 5 months or 4 months to figure out where he's going to be and where he's going to sit at. Yo, these draft caps. So I might have to go get me a. See, they don't make them. You know, the only style I wear. I'm a trucker hat boy.
Here's my thing. It was I want to say it was either last year, a year before, where they had the all white ones.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the store, could not find one.
They got a mean white one on NFL.com. It's got the Commanders burgundy. It looks like the white jerseys. For those people that have taste and like quality things and don't just not like things because it doesn't look like what it used to look like. Yeah, I think Washington's white jersey is dope. I think their burgundy jersey is good. I think the only problem is people were so used to the colors that we had in our scheme that, yeah.
Nah, this was an all-white joint, but it had the DC flag on it. It said Commanders on the back.
Nah, this has a scripted W, logo W. All right, so let's figure out. So we have Atlanta on the clock.
And the pick is in.
And this is actually, this is moving better than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Back in the day with the 15. But you know what? I'm going to go back to this Latham pick because this goes back to having a type and their type or what they're trying to be. They're still, we argued about this earlier where we talked about this isn't Rabel's Tennessee Titans. Well, it looks like they're still building in the same manner. They're going to take care of the trenches, be strong in the trenches, and then deal with everything else as it comes along. So don't fret. I know they got Tony Pollard as a running back, but I don't see them not coming out of this weekend without a running back. And if they want to stay physical, you can do the Braylon Allen kid from Wisconsin. You can do the Audric Estime kid from Notre Dame. There's some big physical backs in this class. If you want to go with a mixture of both, you can go get Jonathan Brooks. But they have options later on because I don't think running back is going to go off the board until late day two, late second round, early third. Go ahead, big man.
Speaking of running back, over on Instagram, just for J Capital Heights, C Pleasant fam, my man, say where it is the Giants are looking for a QB. They still need a running back, though. And you said running back may not go off until day two. I don't see a running back going off until day two. You know, most of your running backs would be day two and day three. But I think the Giants will get their quarterback. And they may get J.J. McCarthy.
Well, now we got to figure out what's the – is there a fall? Because we got to get through the guys that need it. You got to get through the Minnesota, Denver, Las Vegas – before you figure out what's really going to happen here.
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know what I notice?
What you notice?
This is just me being honest. I notice everybody, you know, at the draft, it just doesn't seem like guys are just as hyped up. I mean, they're so reserved, man. And it's beautiful that they're reserved. It's just that you're hearing your name called on the biggest stage. And, you know, I've seen old linemen come in and lift the commissioner up and things like that. And it's just so happy. These guys are just so reserved and they just holding it all in.
Dude, he just picked the commissioner up. He gave him a big bear hug.
I'm looking at you. You got the TV in front of you. The TV's back behind me.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you out.
All right, pick is in. I guess we go one more pick because we getting up close to it.
Yo, I keep telling you, this is Christmas for me. All I gotta do is get some ice. I can go to pick 15. I can go to pick 20. I'm good.
JoJo said, Kamish just had back surgery, probably no hugs rule.
No, he just got to look it up.
This one right here gonna put this one gonna make you jump.
No,
the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Atlanta has big Penix energy.
This is what I keep telling you, man. This is what we need. You need linemen to start keep going down the board. You need people to start picking other things. So now this is perfect because now you let him get his feet wet, figure out what you're going to do. And even at the end of the year, because if Cousins isn't ready, you start with Penix. And if he is, you let Cousins play this year and then you move on. Because I think that that 3-year structure is only two. And if you don't have any dead money or anything, you're losing, and you got a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal. I mean, imagine Penix throwing to Drake London and throwing
to the Bijan Robinson.
Hey, I wasn't gonna say that because I didn't want to be accused of being a Bijan Robinson lover. And overly talking about Bijan Robinson, but I like this.
Penix being a lefty. Last time Atlanta had a lefty, they had something special. Real special.
Yeah, but this is a different type of lefty right here.
Yeah, this is a bigger, stronger lefty.
This lefty sewing on buttons, as my boys say.
JoJo say wow.
But this is what you need. A, this is what we need for the tackles to keep falling. But B, for Atlanta, think about it. What do they run? They're going to have Zach Robinson as the OC. So that's going to be that's high level of traits from Kyle Shanahan's offense. He's going to come out, give you the play action, roll right, stop, look left. He's going to have the tight end going up the backside of the defense, or you're going to have that post combination that Mike used to love running. So this is perfect. I like this a lot.
Matt says, wow, that sucks. The boss BJ chimed in on text. He said, what is Atlanta doing?
You know why?
What is wrong with the Falcons?
Time out. Let's relearn this, because the reason Matt says that sucks is that takes him out of range for being a Vegas Raider. This isn't because the pick is bad. This is because it hurts Matt's team. All right, let's keep our priorities in line here. But this is perfect because he gets to take his time. If you thought in the pre-draft situation that he had to work on some things, this gives you a year to clean up his mechanics, get him some things right, and then boom, you move on from Cousins, because now you don't have to pay that third exorbitant $30-45 million that you're paying Cousins. And you're good to go. I wonder what Spot Track has as the structure of Kirk Cousins' deal. Because that may tell us a whole lot more than what this pick is telling us. Because this pick can tell me that there's an off lane or off ramp next year.
And the Bears pick is in. I think this is going to have to be our last one because we can't go too long.
And then maybe we come back in a couple picks. I'm telling you, I'm good to go.
No, I gotta work in the morning.
Oh, my bad, dog. Hey, do your thing, man.
I gotta work in the morning. I'm waiting on the Spot Track to load up while this pick is coming up. But Matty Ice, I would love to stay on. Normally we're able to, but I would really love to stay on with this one, but brother got to get up early in the morning.
It's all good, man.
Where's my remote? I'm trying to get this. God, dog, what the hell is going on here?
Are we at least getting a 10?
It's kind of tight getting it to 10, man. You got to send this stuff over.
I mean, where we been wrong at so far?
Nowhere. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think outside of Penix.
Adunze.
Now you got three receivers that you can attack anybody any way you want. And I'm telling you, Chicago's defense, if they can get them a young pass rusher to go along with Sweat, and this is where we're talking about like the kid from Missouri, Robinson. You can talk about a kid like Chop Robinson from Penn State. There's some young guys later on that are probably going to be early second-round picks in that 30 to 40, 45 range, where you can solidify this defense and make it treacherous to go to Chicago. You may not want to go to Soldier Field, you know what I'm saying? And they may even be able to break the streak of the Packers owning them to some extent.
We talking monsters of the midway type thing?
I don't think we're getting that high in the praise, But okay. they're gonna be a solid defense.
I missed that name. Oh, I do.
I mean, you got Sweat and whatchamacallit coming out, but back to the offense. I mean, they've layered this offense out where you got Keenan Allen, so you got a steady route runner, and probably if it wasn't for his top end speed, he probably would be compared to Keenan Allen, a Dunze, that is. Look at it, Fitzgerald. We're right in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? He's a guy that's just going to catch the ball with his hands. He could be special. He'd be perfect to learn from Keenan Allen. Allen can help him with his releases. You get DJ Moore, the explosive guy. You got your quarterback. Your quarterback can get himself out of trouble with his feet and then throw on a run. I mean, I don't see the problems here. I think Chicago easily gets an A for day one, if not an A+. And the fact they have two second rounders next year, one of their own and one because of the trade with Carolina. I mean, they're playing with house money right now. This is how you, when you go into it and you start trying to rebuild, this is how you do it. You get lucky. You get Carolina to trade you essentially the farm. And now you're making picks you're adding talent to your team. I'm good, man. I know you got to go, man.
Oh, well, I don't want to, I don't want to, but I have to.
Hey, you always got to go with what's first.
I guess we come back when we sit down again Sunday and we talk draft recap, start going over some things.
Hey, if anybody want to do talking on tomorrow, we talk the first couple picks. I don't care. I'm good. My license is straight. I got my license straight today. They finally accepted my change of address. My car is ready. So Silver Lightning is going to be on the streets starting tomorrow. I'm good.
All right.
Sorry, man.
Thank y'all for joining us. Annual draft show. The Midnight Rider will be on YouTube. I'm sorry, he'll be on Facebook, of course. So he'll continue this conversation. Me, I gotta go. But we'll talk to you guys on Sunday. WrestleManiacs coming up on Saturday. So until then, we did some overtime, but we out of here.
We out of here.